Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Woman of God
on the airwaves on today, and I'm telling you, I know God is going to speak on today. I know on today, Untouchable Friday, that God got something to say to us. And y'all know every Friday I tell y'all that we are movable, unshakable, unstoppable, and untouchable Friday, and that God is going to speak to us on today. Hallelujah. All you listeners out there, if you want to call in and talk to this woman of God, you can call in right now at 917-889-7059, or you can tune into the blogtalkradio.com/TashaunaWiley. You know how to IM me or comment me and let me know what you want to say to this powerful woman of God on today. Hallelujah. I want to introduce a psalm and present to others this powerful woman of God. I got to meet her last year, hallelujah, when I got ordained. Actually, it's been a year ago, actually, last week on the 3rd, hallelujah. I got ordained, and I just met her. She's a powerful woman of God. She told me some things last year that God has done in my life, hallelujah. So I just want to introduce to all of you listeners out there, Apostle Denise Chase, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Apostle Chase.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Wiley. I'm so happy to be here today. Glory to God. Greetings to all you kings and priests out there that's listening by way of the radio, that's listening by way of the internet. I greet you with the love of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want you just to say to the listeners out there today to let them know, you know, what's the name, what's your ministry is about, what is your purpose, and where is your ministry at, so if they're in the area, they can just come by and just fellowship with you.
Amen. Well, as the woman of God already told you, I am Apostle Denise Chase. My husband and I, Apostle Sam Chase, are the pastors and overseers of Kingdom Power Worship Ministries International here in South Bend, Indiana. Praise God. He just blessed us with our own building. Glory to God.
Amen.
So we're in the process of getting things prepared, you know, for to serve the people even greater and impact the community even greater. The address is 2511 Milburn Avenue, Mishawaka, Indiana, 46545. Amen. If you want to contact us, you can call me by way of my cell phone, 574-904-1301, or you can email me at knowyourworthministries@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook. Hit Tashauna's page. I'm probably one of her top friends. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can connect with me through Facebook. Our website right now is under construction, but it will be up soon, and so we will get that information to you. But I'm not untouchable. I want to hear from you. I want to pray with you. I want to just speak to you, connect with you as the Spirit of the Lord leads. Amen. Our purpose is to empower the body of Christ to really know who they are and walk and function and operate in the power and the authority that God has given you. Amen.
Amen.
Know that
amen.
The name of our ministry is Kingdom Power. It is not Kingdom Power because it was some glorious thought that popped up in my husband's mind. No, it's Kingdom Power because God says it's not a name, but it's your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Kingdom power is our life because we are kingdom people, which is really taking me into where we're going tonight. The talk show is I Am Royalty, and that's not just a catchy slogan that Evangelist Wiley came up with. You know, God is getting, it's a message that God wants you to really get, to know who you really are. We have allowed society, circumstances, and situations to dictate to us, to keep us from really pressing in to knowing what we really, the inheritance that we truly possess as kingdom people.
Yes.
So tonight, we're going to talk about, for just a few minutes, we're going to talk about a son versus a servant. Sons versus
Amen.
Servants. There is a very distinct difference, and why we're talking about this tonight is because most of us have been brought up to believe or have learned in the church that we are just servants of God. Well, that's true in one sense, but our servanthood becomes greater than that because we are not just servants of God, but we are sons of God. We became sons of God when Jesus sacrificed his life for us on the cross. When he shed his blood,
Amen.
our status changed because we
yes.
were no longer outside now. He purchased
yes.
us. That means he took us into his possession.
Yes.
Amen. So now, as sons of God, we have the same rights and privileges that he has as a son of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We sell ourselves short a lot of times because we fail to realize our royalty. We fail to realize that we are part of a kingdom. We fail to realize that we are kings and priests. We're not just mere men and women walking around down here on this earth. We're not just mere evangelists, prophets, and pastors and teachers. You know, we are so much more than that.
Yes.
So tonight,
yes,
God wants to challenge us. The Spirit of the Lord is challenging us to go above,
yes,
and beyond where we've been, go above and beyond where people have placed us. Oh, come on, I hear the Holy Ghost. He wants us to go above and beyond what our situations and circumstances have dictated to us to really
come
into our kingdom identity.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to start here in the scripture in Galatians chapter 4, and I'm going to read out of the NLT, and I like reading out of the New Living Translation because it just really breaks it down and give us good understanding.
Me too.
And I pray,
me too.
And my prayer tonight, men and women of God, kings and priests and queens that you are, my prayer tonight is that you not just hear with your ears, but you hear with your spirit.
Yes.
And
yes,
allow
yes,
the word
yes.
of God to penetrate and get to your core to unlock where you've been stagnated in him.
Come on.
God is calling for more in this hour. God is calling us up higher in him. God wants to give you a greater anointing. But what God is saying is, I've got to have my kings, my priests, my queens come to the grand session. I need them to come into chambers with me. I need to meet with them. I need to have a consultation with them to let them know that there are some greater things that I want to give them. But they cannot be stagnated, holding on to old stuff. So tonight the challenge is to let go of the old wineskin and let God make you a new wineskin to hold the new wine and the new oil that God is pouring out in this hour.
Come on. Real good.
Amen. Galatians chapter 4, we start at verse 1. It says, think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves great wealth for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. Verse 2 says they have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age the father set. Verse 3, and that's the way it was with us before Christ came. Y'all see that right there?
Mm-hmm.
We was commoners. We was just like everybody else until Jesus came and sacrificed to reconcile us back to our rightful place in God.
Amen.
Then and only then did our status with God change, that he can look at us different. But until the blood sacrifice of Christ, we were just like everybody else. But touch yourself and say, I'm not there no more. I'm not there no more.
I'm not saying no more. Come on.
And that's the way it was with us before Christ came. So we are slaves to the spiritual powers of this world. We were slaves to the spiritual powers of this world before Christ came. Verse 4 says, but when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. Verse 5, God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so that he could adopt us as his very own children.
Yes.
Now, we're going to see law right there for just a minute. Think about that. God made a sacrifice for us because he did not want us. He did not want to see anymore his creation, his likeness and his image governed by anything or anybody else but him.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes, God.
God sent his son. He sent his only begotten son, the only one that could make this type of sacrifice to buy back. Now, it's interesting that he sent Jesus to buy us back. That meant there was a sale went on somewhere. So what happens is, what happened was, the enemy made a bargain with God concerning us, thinking that God was just going to leave us in that state. But because the love of God for us is so great, his love would not just allow it to be. He said, I got to do something to redeem my people, to redeem my sons and daughters. So he sends Jesus, and then he adopts us as his very own children. So now he's not just looking at us like we just the kids across the street.
Mm-hmm.
These are my children. If you are, if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have received the Holy Spirit of God, you are not just a servant. You are not just saved, but you are a son of God.
Come on, come on, come on.
You have entered into the family of God. This is what makes you kingdom people. This is why you got to know that you are royalty.
Yes, come on.
You are royalty. You not like everybody. Now, notice. Now, let's talk about Queen Elizabeth and her people over there in England for just a minute so we can get a better visual of how this thing really is.
Hmm.
Queen Elizabeth is the Queen of England.
Mm-hmm.
And she has sons. Prince Charles is the next in line when she dies to take the throne. He will become king. But he can't become king as long as his mother is alive. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can't become king. But now this is the point that I want to make. Kings and priests, princesses, don't live like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Come on.
They don't eat like everybody else. They don't dress like everybody else. They don't socialize like everybody else. They are the least class of people. They have specific people that they deal with. Everybody can't come into their circle. Everybody don't fit in their puzzle. And they understand that. So they live according to their royalness. Not that they think that they're better than anybody else, not that they're above anybody else, but in a sense they are because they're kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me say this to you, people of God, because I don't want nobody to take this way out of context. Because God wants us to embrace our royalty, because he wants us to begin to think, to live, to be kings and priests, that does not mean you become arrogant, self-righteous, and stuck on yourself.
Yes.
That does not mean that. What God wants from you, what God wants from us is for us to yet remain humble and allow those that don't know who they are to see through you who they really are.
Come on.
You have to become the visual. You have to become that mirror that others see their reflection in, not according to your judgment, but according to the Christ that lives in you.
Come on.
Our royalness has great weight and responsibility. It's not about your personal possessions. You can have the biggest house on the hill. You can drive the finest car. But if you are not walking in humility, in love, with your fellow brother and sister, it's for naught if God is not glorified in it.
Mm-hmm.
So
being
royalty costs. And you got to you have to really make sure you're willing to pay the cost. Because you know what? Jesus was willing to pay the cost. The cost wasn't cheap. He gave his life to purchase us back. To bring us back to our rightful place in God, to bring us back to Eden. Come on now.
Come on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Speak, Lord. Yes.
God,
come on.
I thank you. We going back to the scripture. It says, going back to verse 5, it says, God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. Verse 6 says, and because you Gentiles have become children, because you foreigners, because you outsiders, because you lower class of people have now become sons of God, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, and now you can call God your dear Father.
Amen.
You don't have to go to him like he's a stranger, like he don't know you, like he don't have nothing for you. Because when this adoption was made, you gained all rights and privileges to every other child in the kingdom.
Wow.
Our inheritance is the same, people of God. But if we don't know who we are, if we don't know how to embrace our royalness, if we don't know how to look at ourselves and decree and declare that we are kings and priests and queens upon this earth, we've already missed our inheritance. See, we're looking for stuff afar off. God is going to bless you with this. God is going to bless you. God has already blessed you.
Come on. Come on. Yes. Oh, my God.
The mere fact that, first of all, when you got saved, you didn't choose Christ. Christ chose you.
Oof. Come on, woman of God.
Huh? The mere fact that Christ chose you at your point of salvation, when you acknowledge him as Lord and Savior over your life, everything about your life changed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything about your life changed. And y'all got to understand, it was a spiritual change. See, a lot of us, we miss what God has for us because we still look through the eyes of the flesh. But your flesh has got to die in this process.
Come on.
Because this world does not dictate to God what we should and should not have. Our inheritance has already been laid up for us. Mm. All we got to do is ask for it.
Come on. Oh, my God. I saw this fall. Oh, Jesus. Woo. Confirmation.
But now watch. Now watch this. You can't get it in the flesh.
Mm.
Kings and priests, brothers and sisters, men and women of God. It is not a fleshly possession.
Oh, Jesus.
It is in the spirit that you have to receive this gift. You got to know in your knower, as my husband would say. You got to know in your knower what you possess. You got to know what your inheritance is. The scripture tells us that no good thing would God withhold from us that walk upright before him. That ain't walking upright. You can't walk upright before God in the flesh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Because the Bible tells us, I believe in Romans chapter 7, somewhere around the 18th verse, it said, in our flesh dwells no good thing.
Yes, it does.
God didn't save this flesh. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
He didn't send Jesus to redeem this flesh. He sent him to redeem us as spirit beings.
Mm.
Our inheritance is in the spirit, people of God, not in the flesh. Once we get it in the spirit, we will begin to experience the manifestations of the things in the flesh. Yes, we will. But I want you to understand, please understand, that we cannot obtain what God has for us in the spirit, in the flesh. That's why a transformation takes place when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
Come on.
We go from a natural state to spiritual because God cannot connect with you. He cannot communicate with you. He cannot do anything with you outside of his spirit. So God don't speak to us spirit to flesh. He speaks to us spirit to spirit. This is why you got to understand that this royal process is spiritual.
Yes, God.
So you got to know it in your mind. I don't care how bad things look in your household right now. You are still a king. You are still a queen. You are still a priest. God knows you. He has everything that you need. All you got to do is call upon him. He's not forgotten about you. He is right there with you, waiting for you to give him permission.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
To move on your behalf. That's the type of inheritance that you have as a king and a priest.
Yes.
as a son of God, not just a servant.
Ooh, Jesus.
Servants have to wait for their masters to do everything, to give the permission to do this, to give the permission to do this. They got to wait on their master to pay them. They got to wait on their master to give them food. And we don't have, that's not us. That is not our status, people of God. We've got to come up. We got to start looking like we kings and queens and priests of the earth. We have to start talking like we're kings and priests and queens of this earth. We have to start living like we're kings and priests and queens of this earth.
Are y'all understanding
what the Holy Ghost is saying today?
Amen, yes,
and again,
God.
I want to stress, it's not about what you have or what you don't have. It's in your lifestyle. It's in your attitude. It's in your adoration and your life of worship to Christ that exemplifies your royalness.
Come on, Lord.
That's what keeps the door open for God to move. That's what keeps the heavens open over us. For God to rain down and pour down the blessings that he has for us. It's simply knowing who we are and operating and living as such. I know y'all probably done heard this week after week. We hear the same thing all the time. We got to know who we are. It is very important that you know who you are, because if you don't, you've already missed your inheritance.
You better come on, Jesus. Come on.
You've already missed what you're trying to get to. This is not a hard thing. This walk with Christ is not a hard thing. But we've made it hard because we've allowed people that don't know who they are to dictate to us, according to them, how we ought to do, how we ought to live, what we ought to have, what we got to go through, this, that, and other thing. All you got to do, people of God, is get in the Word.
Oof, yes, God.
God is bound by his Word. He is bound by his written Word, and he is bound by his spoken Word.
Yes, God.
Me and you, kings, priests, and queens, we are the spoken Word of God.
Yes, God.
So God is bound by his Word. There is a language that we have. There is a vocabulary that we have that other people don't have.
Yes.
This is why you got to know who you are.
Yes, God. Speak to the people's voice.
Going back to talk about the Queen Elizabeth, she got a different outfit for every day.
You got to find out she shall do.
When she deal with different people of important status, like diplomats from Africa and all over the country and stuff, she has certain garments that she wears when she goes into their presence. When she calls a meeting with her staff, they can't come in there in jeans and T-shirts. They got to come in there dressed in their royal garb. That's what God desires from us. When we come into his presence, we can't come to his presence with a pitiful, sorrowful attitude. We cannot come into his presence as beggars. Come on now. God
come
says
on,
to come,
come
before
on.
My throne boldly. Come before me boldly. Come before me with assurance.
Oh, God, confirmation. Oh,
that
Jesus.
Number one is you know who I am. You know who you are. So we can confer about this thing and get the job done. I don't need you weak-minded. I don't need you doubting. I don't need you to be apprehensive. I need you to come in the assurance that you know that I am God. I am the creator of this world. I am El Shaddai. I am the God of more than enough.
Come on, I have everything that
you need. I need you to come to me knowing that when you petition me for whatever you need, it's a done deal.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
See, when you walk as a king and priest, when you have that mindset, then you understand that. You understand better what the scripture says, that you can ask what you will in his name and he will do it. But you got to understand it in the spirit. You got to understand your royalness in the spirit. I'm a son, not just a servant.
Come on.
Let's talk about the prodigal son for just a minute. The prodigal son's father wasn't poor. He was a king. So that made him a prince. Amen?
Amen.
So when he went to his father to ask him for his inheritance, his father freely gave it to him.
Yes, he did.
So now, here the prodigal son goes out and he spends all that he has, just to end up in a pigsty. And father says when he came to himself, he said, surely I can go back to my father's house and become a servant so I can at least get a good meal.
Uh-huh.
Huh? But when the father sees the son coming from afar off,
come on.
This is the point. Y'all know the story. This is the point. Just because the prodigal son left his father's house, went and spent all of his goods in frivolous living, did not change the fact that he was still that man's son.
You better come on. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes, God. Amen. Apostle Chase, I can't hear you. I don't know what happened. I thought you probably went on pause, but I can't hear you. So I'm going to need you to probably hang up and call back in. Because I don't know, I guess they
Praise the Lord. Hello? 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 Praise the Lord. Hello? I don't know what's on.
I'm here.
Hello?
Whole switchboard went off. Everything went dead off the air. I know that's just the enemy. The whole show, just we still live on the air somehow. I had to call in through the other way and get my switchboard back off. Everything just kicked completely off.
Wow.
So, no, the devil is mad. I even had like three other callers on air. And after you was going to, I was going to go ahead and just let you go ahead and just begin to minister. But we still got 22 minutes left. So by all means, please just keep on speaking because we still live on the air. Hold on 1 second. All the listeners out there, I'm so sorry that we had got off the air, but hey, the devil's a lie, the defeated foe. He's just hating on this wonderful woman of God is coming with the word of God. It is so good and dynamic, and I just want y'all to still just begin to just listen to everything that's on the air because now we're back and actually got 21 minutes, and I want this woman of God to just begin to speak what God has given her. I see we got a caller on the air. I can't tell who it is right now. My switchboard kind of like crazy. I can't see the numbers anymore. The caller, you're live on the air. Ask who it is calling and where you're calling from.
Hey, praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Jean. I'm calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Amen. This is my sister, everyone, Evangelist Jean. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have Apostle Chase on the air today. I don't know if he was in listening earlier. I think he was. She was really giving us a dynamic, oh my God, dynamic. It was called Sons versus Servant, and it was so good. And everything just kicked off, everything. The whole switchboard went down.
Wow.
So, yes. So you want to listen in, or you have any questions to ask Apostle Chase before we go back into?
No, I'll just listen in. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you, Lord God. Bless you.
Yeah.
Amen. Before we were so rudely interrupted, I'm just going to pick up where I left off. Amen. We're talking about sons versus servants. We got to know that we are sons of God. We are not just servants of God. Our status as servants changed when Jesus came and sacrificed his life for us and to purchase us back, to redeem us back to our rightful place in God. So we got to know that we are kings and priests and queens here in this earth. And we have rights, that we have some benefits that everybody else don't have. And it's time for us to tap into our royal inheritance and get all that God has for us and show it forth in the earth realm. The scripture says to us, I believe in Romans, around the 5th chapter, it says that the earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God, not the servants of God, but the sons of God. So as a son of God, we got to step up our game, people of God. We've got to step up our standard of living in the realm of the spirit. Amen. We've got to start being more obedient to the things of God. Hello, somebody.
Yes,
we've got to be obedient to the things of God. We've got to keep our ear attuned unto our Father's voice and follow the directive that he has given. We got to stop. We got to stop. We got to stop. We got to stop. I want y'all to hear this. We got to stop running here, there, and everywhere wanting everybody else's approval when God speaks directly to us. If God has given you to do anything, it is your responsibility to carry it out.
Come on.
I know what a lot of us have been taught. I know what a lot of preachers and pastors have told us, that they have put a noose around our neck. They have put a yoke around us to keep us in bondage. But the Bible says that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And because you are a son of God, you have a liberty in God that already validates you, that already gives you the right to do whatever it is God has called you to do.
Come on. Yes.
You got the goods. You cannot withhold from the people of God, from the body of Christ, from your brothers and sisters. Come on now. You cannot withhold from us what God has given you for us. Because you want to be stuck in what somebody else say.
Come on.
We remain in bondage for so long for no reason, because we've not taken the time to really spend time to hear the instruction of God, the will of God, the heart of God concerning us.
Come on, woman.
But we've been too busy listening to other people. Now, please don't get me wrong, men and women of God, because I'm quite sure there's some pastors and leaders that's listening to this broadcast. I do not take anything away from you. But the Bible says this, in Jeremiah 3:15, he said, God says that I will give you pastors after my own heart that will teach you wisdom and knowledge.
Come on.
We as leaders do not have the wisdom and knowledge unless we spend time with God. We can't give people our opinion. We can't give people what we think and what we want. We got to give them what thus says the Lord. That's the only thing that's going to bless them. That's the only thing that's going to prosper them. That's the only thing that's going to ignite them, to send them forth to do and be who God called them to be.
Ooh, Jesus. Yes, God. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, yes.
It does not profit me. Now, I'm talking about me. And I pray that y'all hear this. It does not profit any of us to stay claim on one another. We ain't property to own.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
We have a Father, and it is God. We all have the same Father. And just like when you was at home growing up, if it was more than one of you, you had brothers and sisters. When y'all had chores, the chores was divided up between you.
Yes.
Everybody had a different job to do, but the job description came from your mama or your dad. Come on now.
Come on, you better come on. Right now,
as sons of God, we all got different jobs that God has given us to do, but all of our instruction comes from Father God.
Come on.
We all governed by the same spirit is what I'm trying to tell you tonight.
Yes.
But you got to know that you are a son of God and not just merely a servant.
Yes, God.
You are a son that was sent here in this earth realm to serve God's people.
Yes, God.
And because you serve the people does not change your status as a son. And that's the point that I was making about the prodigal son. Just because he left his father's house and ended up in a pigsty and made up in his mind, well, I'll go back to my father's house and be a servant. And just because he thought that did not mean that that's how it was going to be, because it wasn't that way. When the father saw the son from afar off, he still received him as his son.
Sure did. Come on.
The very thing that he walked away from, the very position that he walked away from, the very place that he walked away from, he was put right back in that place.
His
status did not change because he was still his son.
Come on.
So what am I saying to you, people of God? Yeah, you may fall down, but get on up. You're still a son. You may get hit by some fiery darts, but you know what? Block them off. Take the hits. Do whatever you got to do, but you're still a son. Just because you go through something, just because Just because you might not see things like everybody else, it don't change who you are. It don't change your status with God. Man might not acknowledge you for who you are, but God always acknowledges you for who you are. Because he created you. He adopted you into himself. He created you in his likeness and in his image. That will never change.
Oh,
y'all got to get this in the spirit.
I
promise if you let this word permeate, if you meditate upon it tonight, study the scripture out. Start in Galatians chapter 4. Go to Revelation chapter 1. Then go to Revelation chapter 6, where God is specifically talking. I have made you as kings and priests. As a matter of fact, let me read right here. Revelation chapter 1. And I'm going to read this, and then we're going to open up the line. Since John. Let me go to verse 5. It said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6 says, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We got to know who we are, people of God. Let me read that in the New Living Translation, because I want y'all to really get this. I want y'all to get it. I want you to get it. Oh, God,
yes,
I love you tonight. It's from Jesus Christ, who is faithful, who is the faithful witness of these things, the first to rise from the dead and the commander of all the rulers of the world. All praise to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us his kings. Wait a minute. So he has made us his kingdom.
Come on. Oh, Jesus.
Made us his kingdom and his priests who serve before God his Father. Give to him everlasting glory. He rules forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So our status is eternal, people of God. It's eternal. It can never be changed. It can never be taken away from us. It can never be diminished because God has set us in this place. Amen.
Yes.
He is the only one that can dethrone us. Can't nobody else do that.
You better come on. Come on.
So as a king and a priest, there's just some things that I must get, I must have, that I'm supposed to have. Saith the Spirit of the Lord.
Come on.
Some of y'all been wrestling with really breaking forth in your ministries, going forth and doing what God has called you to do. Some of y'all got the powerful overseas ministries, ain't even got your passport. But tonight, a demand on the Holy Ghost in you is being placed for you to move and move quickly, because the Father has need of you as his sons and daughters. He has need of you in this hour. He is taking the muzzle off. He is loosening the chains. He is destroying the yoke of bondage that's been on you to free you to go forth and flow in the spirit freely and do what God has called you to do.
Oh,
I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but somebody needs this word tonight.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
God
yes,
wants
God.
You to be free in your mind tonight. He wants you to be free in your spirit, free in your heart. To know that his word is still standing over your life. The prophetic word that has been pronounced over you, it is still alive and well. And God says, my word must come to pass.
Ooh, yes, God. Yes, God.
He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Everything that God does, he does well. He does not have to do anything. He was not confused when he called you. He was not confused when he created you. He was not confused when he gave you the will, his will for your life.
Come on, come on, come on.
And the only confrontation he had was with himself. Himself as the Father, himself as the Son, and himself as the Holy Spirit.
Come on. Jesus.
He didn't consult nobody else. So it's time for us to really, when the scripture says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, it wasn't just a mere fact of him doing ministry and him doing the will of his Father, but him knowing who his position as a son of God.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. He touched himself and said, I'm a son of God.
Yes, God.
The King James Version says, we became heirs and joint heirs with Christ.
Yes, God.
That means we got a double inheritance. Come on now.
Come on. Talk to us. Help us, Lord.
We got a double inheritance. We're not just heirs. We don't just get a piece of the pie. We get it all, honey.
Come on.
We get all of it. Anything we desire that God has for us, it is freely given. We ain't got to overexert ourselves for it. We ain't got to prove ourselves for it. All we got to do is be obedient.
Come on, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Confirmation.
Do what the Father has called us to do. That's it. That's what God, that's the demand that is placed upon us right now. Those of us that's been in an isolated place, in a stagnated place, trying to hear from God, this is the word that God is releasing. Just simply obey him.
Woo! Jesus, confirmation. Oh, God.
Simple obedience is what he wants. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Just do it.
My God.
Oh, my God.
God says, as you yield and obey him, he will give you the instruction. He will give you the strategy. He will order your steps. All he wants,
my God.
Your obedience.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The way has already been made. The way has already been made. All God wants you to do is just obey him.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Oh, God.
I'm a son, not just a servant. I'm possessing my sonship. I'm walking in my sonship. I'm living in my sonship. Anybody else with me tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yes, God. Glory to your name. Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Have your way on these airways.
Jesus.
Ooh, it's a lot of listeners listening to this. It's a lot of people listening in. Hallelujah. Woo. Jesus.
I'm walking in my sonship tonight. And I decree and declare that those that's listening, that's having some trouble receiving this word, I'm speaking to your spirit tonight. I speak to the son in you. I speak to the daughter in you. I speak to the king in you. I speak to the priest. I speak to the queen in you. And I command you to arise.
Woo! Hey, I don't know what you say. Oh! Yes, God! Love you on tonight, God. Oh, God. Jesus.
I command you to arise and come forth, for the Father has need of you.
Speak, Holy Ghost.
The Father is calling you by your name. He's not calling you by your situation or your circumstance. He's not calling you by your bank account. He's not calling you by your social class. He is calling you by the Spirit tonight.
Jesus.
And he's commanding you to come to him. Glory to God.
Hey, God. Yes, God.
God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
For opening our understanding tonight, God. For revealing us, speaking to the core of us, God.
Yes, God.
Showing us, unveiling us, God. Debuting us as your sons and your daughters.
Yes, God.
As your kings and your priests and your queens in the earth.
Yes, God.
I am royalty.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I am royalty.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I am, and I refuse to live any other way. I refuse to think any other way. I refuse to be any other way. I'm not taken down anymore.
Jesus. Oh, how cool.
I'm speaking in heavenly places. Whatever I desire belongs to me. I can have it because it belongs to my Father. So I'm determined to get everything that God has promised me. I can't speak for nobody else, but Apostle Chase tonight is getting everything
Amanda's Wiley too, Papa Chase.
No more. See, this is the thing. This is one of the things that had us in limbo, contemplate, and not really embracing our royalness because we compromise.
Yes.
Because we want people to like us. We compromise who we are because we want the validation of those around us. But, honey, understand tonight, people of God, you're greater than that.
Come on.
Thank you, Father.
There is a standard of God that has been set high for you that cannot be pulled down.
Mm.
You can't change it, but you got to adhere to it.
Mm. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
You got to decree and declare your sonship tonight.
Yes,
you got to declare that you are kingdom.
Yes,
your Father is the king.
Yes, God.
You're not just an heir, you're a joint heir to the throne of God.
Yes, God. Good Lord.
Yes, God.
True.
You ain't got to work for. You ain't got to stress over. You ain't got to struggle with.
Jeez.
You just got to get in agreement with God. That's it.
Woo. Come on.
God is calling for our obedience tonight. God is calling for us to really embrace and know who we are as sons and daughters, as kings and priests, as to live and to operate in the authority thereof.
Yes.
Amen. I'm done tonight. If anybody got any questions, they got any comments, amen.
Yes.
This is your time.
We have Stacy and her comment. Let me go back to it. Stacy's comment is, what would you do if I want to walk in my purpose, but things of my past attacks me? What would you do?
You got to remember it's your past, honey. It ain't got nothing to do with where you are now. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says this. When you ask for forgiveness of your sins, God took them and threw them in the sea of forgetfulness. The enemy wants to keep you from embracing who you are and from moving forward. But you tonight got to possess and know that you are a son of God, that you have a greater inheritance. Your past ain't got nothing to do with where you are and where you're going.
Come on.
And let me say it to you like this so you got a better understanding of what your past is. Your past ain't nothing but the fuel to the vehicle that God placed you in to get you to where you're going.
Amen. Come on.
Your past is just what it is. It's your past.
You
it's
better come on.
Who you are. God used it to make you the woman of God that you are. Yes, you are a mighty woman of God. Yes, there is a word in your belly. Yes, you got to release it.
Yes, come on.
You got to be able to look at your past and say, thank you very much for helping me get to my purpose, to get to my destiny.
You better come
you
on.
You cannot be afraid of it. You cannot deny it. Yes, it happened, but you know what? Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. He redeeming.
Ooh.
You've been free from that. It ain't a part of who you are now.
Come on. Jesus.
You got to see yourself as God sees you and walk in the power thereof, live in the power thereof. We all come from somewhere, honey.
Yes,
we all got a path.
We shall
God is just that. I can look back and see where God has brought me from. If I let my past dictate to me, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. I wouldn't be going where God asked for me to go right now.
Come on.
If I let my past dictate to me.
Come on.
Your past is like old dirty clothes.
Woo.
You ain't getting up in the morning and putting on the same clothes you had on the day.
Yes.
Hello.
Amen.
You have been cleansed. You have been redeemed. That's a dead issue. Take it off, bury it, let it go, and move on.
Come on. Yes, God. We have like 10 more seconds left. Oh, my God. I wish we could go on to this longer, but I know after a while we probably go like a minute over and it's going to wind up cutting us